This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Man, this day is flying by. Hello. Oh, by the way, I was telling in the 2 o'clock hour that Dana had recommended to Tasha that she take me to the Toy and Miniature Museum.
I did.
Down by UMKC, and I didn't even know it was in town. One of the things that they do, it is a walk of nostalgia.
Oh, yeah.
And that the whole thing. And they do have an Atari in the Toy and Miniature Museum.
Like in the original box?
No. There's only one thing that I remember being in the original box, and it is literally, like, you can't touch it. It's a in-the-box Chewbacca Star Wars action figure. Still in the box, and it is in a glass box on the wall.
Right now, if you go and get tickets, it's like $10 to go.
It's very interesting.
It is one of the world's largest private collections mm-hmm. of Star Wars toys.
Correct.
But then you get to see the Atari, too.
And guess what game is – of all the games, would you care to guess which game is in the Atari?
Please tell me it's Pong.
No.
Pitfall.
No.
Pac-Man.
No.
Please put her out of her misery.
I got
Space Invaders.
Okay. Do you remember how satisfying it was when you pulled down that little button on the top right to restart the game? Mm. It was a little metal rod. You just pulled it down mm-hmm. and it would restart the game.
That was usually after you just lost.
Yeah. Very satisfying.
Uh-huh.
Can you believe that Hurricane Katrina made landfall 20 years ago this week, Scott?
Hurricane Katrina?
Katrina was 20 years ago this week.
Wow.
With that grim anniversary come a multiple television events looking back at the storm's devastation and aftermath, especially in New Orleans. Notable among them is a limited documentary series, Katrina Come Hell and High Water, coming to Netflix Wednesday. Each of its three episodes is directed by a different filmmaker. Each is emotional and precisely rendered. The third episode, directed by Spike Lee, is apparently incredible.
I remember I think we
God,
still
it's
do
been
have
20 years.
Have radios. I was the news director here. This was a year before I started doing the talk show.
Yep.
And I was the news director here. And our station down in New Orleans needed help.
Yep.
You know, and so we sent, the first person we sent was, and some of you will certainly remember this name, we sent Dan Verbeck, and he was there as Hurricane Katrina came into the city. And Dan Verbeck was just a brilliant.
Very good.
Wordsmith. And, but listening to him do, you know, live, this is what is happening, totally unscripted. It was hard.
Yeah.
It was hard to listen to. And he saw things that I don't even want to know about. We ended up pulling him out of there after a week because
it's too much.
It was too much. It was too much for him, and it would have been too much for anybody.
So if you are looking for books to read, you know, documentaries to watch, 5 Days at Memorial is one of the best books I have ever read.
5 days at Memorial?
5 days at Memorial at the hospital? About the generators that were placed where? In the basement. Mm. And when Katrina came through, if you are in the medical—
Let's just say the power really went out.
If you are in the medical profession at all, the only scenario they likened it to on the ground with everything going on was war, Scott, where they had to decide who's staying and who's going. Oof. Oh, it is unbelievable. I think there's a documentary and a movie by the same name, but it's called 5 Days at Memorial.
I cannot believe it's been 20 years.
20 years.
And you remember how many people they brought up to Kansas City just until the water receded?
Oh, yeah.
I remember doing a story, and it was in Westport somewhere, and they had all these people from New Orleans who were staying in hotels all over the city because they needed them to get out of New Orleans. They wanted to get out of New Orleans, at least till the water went down. And officials needed them to get out
of New Orleans. That place down south, though, Scott, so many of those communities are so depressed that it bothered me. It still bothers me that people would say, well, why didn't you just leave? Until you live down there and understand hurricanes and the psychology of it and the – honestly, if you have an hourly job, some people didn't have transportation. Mm. Some people didn't leave because they couldn't leave their jobs. You and I would just say, well, look, we got to get to higher ground.
Get in the car.
You would get in one of your two or three cars.
Right.
Oh, my gosh, you guys, if you do not understand that economy down there or have seen some of the poverty that we're talking about –
Have you been to New Orleans?
Oh, God, yes.
Do you like it?
It is. It's
different.
Different. It's a little rough around the edges.
I have no intention of ever visiting New Orleans.
The music is incredible. You know, I've had some devastating things happen to some friends of mine down there. I know every city has its stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, we lost a reporter covering the Super Bowl down there. It is. Parts of it are dark and seedy, and parts of it, the music scene is beautiful.
I'm sure it
the
is.
The food is incredible.
But it's almost like Sin City 2.0, isn't it?
It's something.
Well, in the daytime, it's beautiful. And the second that sun starts to go down, it changes.
And I don't want to go sit at a bar. I can't do that.
The bourbon, the smell on and around Bourbon Street is... You won't forget it.
That bad, huh?
It's just bad adult choices is what it smells like.
But in a good way. Smell like Sex Panther.
God.
Oh, man. I did Vegas. I did it once. That's going to be enough for me. That's just not my...
If you ever go down to see my mom and dad, I would have you fly into New Orleans, get some beignets.
What's a beignet?
Oh, God, those donut things at the...
A toasted puff pastry
cafe,
with powdered sugar on top.
Yeah, do the thing, listen to the music.
It's yummy.
Maybe do one of the ghost tours, and then drive an hour and a half to go see my mom and dad.
I
would not probably stay the night.
Seattle Mariners slugger Cal Raleigh hit his major league leading 48th and 49th home runs yesterday against the Athletics, setting a single season record for catchers and passing... Salvador Perez.
Oh, no, already?
Yep. Salvador Perez set the record for catchers' home runs with the Royals in 2021. Raleigh's record-breaking home run also marked his ninth multi-home run game of the season, passing Mickey Mantle, who had 8 in the 1961 New York Yankees season. He's a switch hitter, and he was batting from the right side yesterday. Shiloh Sanders is no longer with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
What happened?
Shiloh Sanders was waived by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers less than 24 hours after he was ejected from a preseason game for throwing a punch, according to somebody who spoke on condition of anonymity.
I did not see that.
The team had not announced any cuts yet. He was the first to go. Sanders, the son of Hall of Fame cornerback Deion Sanders, was battling for a roster spot after going undrafted out of Colorado, where he played for his father. He was also penalized for pass interference earlier in Tampa Bay's 23-19 loss to Buffalo on Saturday night. Said Buccaneers coach Todd Bowles, "You can't throw punches in this league. It's inexcusable. They're going to get you every time. You got to grow from that."
Did you see we had a bat boy ejected by a minor league umpire in the it was in the Royals like AAA league, wasn't it, Sam?
I think
No, I believe it's single A.
Oh. All the way down.
Way down.
The umpire had a mystified look on his face after receiving balls and then seeing the Quad Cities River Bandits bat boy look back at him. The umpire then seemingly ejected the bat boy. And it's gone viral. It's all over the place. Has anyone ever seen a bat boy get ejected?
No.
The answer up until now was no.
What was he trying to do?
The MILB TV announcer said, quote, "Wow, did he just throw out the ball boy? The Bandits bat boy may have just been ejected from the game. And if so, that's the first time we've ever seen that," said the announcers. I don't know.
It says here he forcibly placed two balls into some player's upside down face mask and two into his bare right hand.
I don't get why either. The crowd booed, by the way.
Prompting his ejection as he walked back toward his post on the third base dugout. Says the boy was tossed because of Rule 6.04A.
Oh, good Lord.
Which says he was trying to incite by word or sign a demonstration by spectators through his actions. I have no idea what I just read.
And by the way, text line, Shiloh is a son of Dion. You can have more than one son.
It's not Shador, it's Shiloh.
Yeah, they said, no, that's not Dion's son. Dion's son is Shador.
No, that's the Shador's the quarterback.
Correct.
Shiloh is the cornerback.
Well, was.
Well, he's still a cornerback. He just doesn't have a team. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So this story just cleared from CNN. And we don't talk politics, but we do inform you on news that we might think you're interested in. The House Oversight Committee has deepened its probe into the federal government's investigation of the late Jeffrey Epstein, issuing a subpoena today to his estate for an array of documents. Among them, they want the so-called birthday book, a reported collection of letters gifted to Epstein for his 50th birthday that included a note bearing the name of the current president. The current president has denied that he wrote this or did this drawing and has sued the Wall Street Journal, citing defamation. The committee is also seeking Epstein's will, all non-disclosure agreements executed by him, his financial documents, and, quote, any document or record – that could be reasonably construed to be a potential list of clients involved in sex or sex trafficking facilitated by Epstein.
I want to know where he got all of his money.
Yeah.
Yep.
A failed math teacher who didn't even have a degree to teach math.
Yep.
Becomes
That's right.
the controller of one of the largest fortunes in the world.
Hmm.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
Not at all.
Did
not
you see,
at all.
Sam, over the weekend
Just
that
stating facts.
Apparently a football fan in a Bears t-shirt was
bloodied
over some sort of
dispute
in the stands. We don't know what started it, who was involved. These were good seats, too. These were down.
These were good seats.
Oh, right on the 50-yard line.
To the field.
I had not seen that.
50-yard line.
Yep.
And I said to Scott, you know football's here when we're already starting to see the preseason game brawl. Come on.
Preseason.
Okay, it's a bit dramatic. They're saying he's severely injured.
No, he walked away of his own accord.
He wasn't severely injured, but he was bloodied up pretty good on the left side of his face. That guy got him. There's no doubt about it.
And then over the weekend, we watched some of the game, but not all of it. Did they yet release this new, we don't have to measure the ball with the archaic orange things anymore?
The Sony Hawkeye.
That's what they're calling it?
Mm-hmm.
The Sony Hawkeye.
I feel like they need to make a predatory bird sound effect
Caw-caw-caw!
Every time they say Sony Hawkeye.
It is a cutting-edge virtual measurement system that will make its NFL debut when the 2025 season kicks off in less than 2 weeks to help make the most precise ball placements that the gridiron has ever seen. The new Sony Hawkeye camera technology will soon make sideline officials who rush onto the field with a 10-yard chain to determine whether the ball is in position for a first down a thing of the past. Man, Justin Goltz, I liked those things.
The Sony Hawkeye.
It is time. But the ball still has to be placed on the field by the official.
So now they just have a couple of sensors that are going to go across the field to determine whether or not the tip of the ball, the center of the ball between the stripes.
So they're not placing the ball. It has six 8K cameras that place the ball exactly where it's supposed to be.
Really? And by the way, we will still have the big orange things. They will just remain on the sideline.
They don't get run
as a visual,
out.
As a visual, Sam, for the
so
players to know.
Instead of the chain gang having to run out to measure over and over again whenever there's a question, they're just going to stay on the sideline.
Which I always thought added a little bit of suspense, you know, because they have to pull that chain. You're like, oh my
God. They
would
zoom in.
Oh my God, is it going
to
make it?
I've never understood. I need you to bring in a set of those things and show me how that's what we use to measure things.
What are you talking
about? Like it's 1900. It makes no sense to me.
So what they do is, you know, it's obviously 10 yards worth of chain.
Okay.
Okay. So wherever the, you know, the 30-yard line or the 40-yard line is, let's say the ball is on the 35 and you need to get to the 45, okay? They will place the first marker on the 35 where the ball is, and the second marker gets placed on the 45 where you need to go. On the 40-yard line, there's a little clip or like a tag that you can move based on whether you're on the 32 and the 42 or, you know, 31 and 41 or whatever.
It looks like a little flat puck.
Yeah. And you put that on the nearest 10-yard line. That way when you go out on the field,
right,
there's always one person holding the middle.
But Scott, there's still the human element of the official having to call the ball down where they believe the ball is down.
Well, where if your knee goes down,
right,
that there is still that human element, but there's no longer going to be a question of where the ball is.
Are the sensors in the football?
I believe that is correct. Well, no, there are cameras. They use six cameras.
Got it.
That will position the ball exactly where it's supposed to be.
That's crazy.
Now, you end up, as the referee, you end up having to determine, was his knee down?
Yes. There's still the human element of where it's down.
Yes, there is still that human element. Okay.
The Sony Hawkeye.
Anyway.
They say implementing the Hawkeye will help with the NFL's continued efforts, quote, to have less interruption to the game and to the action.
I don't like all this technology. And, you know, baseball going with virtual umpires.
Well, I don't like that, so but that I certainly like the 2.5 hour game versus the 4 hour game.
I do
game.
Too. I'll give you that.
I mean, I've made the joke before. Why not just put robots on the field? And there are movies about that.
Aren't we heading in that direction?
Exactly. That's my, yeah.
And I like the human mistake element of sport.
I mean, eventually, and CTE is a massive problem. I'm not trying to downplay it, but eventually that will win out. And it's going to get to a point where we just have robots tackling each other.
Out?
The protection against CTE.
And what, we're going to watch robots play football?
I mean, if we're going to go down the slippery slope, yeah.
No, because you still want, I mean, there's still that gladiator component to football where you're watching very large grown men kick the living crap out of each other.
But my point being, if we remove every single classic element of it, to borrow your phrase that you say all the time,
where
Scott,
does it stop?
Where are we going to draw the line?
Yeah. Well, anyway, once the referee on the field spots the ball after a close play, the operator will zoom in on that ball to confirm its location. The Sony Hawkeye then cuts back to the ball's position before the play began and recreates a virtual measurement for viewers. Implementing.
What was it called again?
It's the Sony Hawkeye.
Hawkeye.
I would like to trademark that.
The Sony Hawkeye will help with the NFL's, quote, continued efforts to have less interruption to the game and to the action. Okay.
I mean, you've seen the movie Real Steel, haven't you?
No.
It's
a fantastic film.
Never even heard of it.
It's literally about the game of boxing got so dangerous that they started using robots.
Well, that's called a video game.
They're fighting robots. And okay. You can ever build the best robot that can survive the longest in the ring wins.
Okay. All right. Powerball is huge tonight.
I bought my ticket.
Okay. We'll talk about it in just a minute.
It's on the kitchen counter. I have the winner. Don't even bother.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. Don't forget to check out our podcast. You can find the Dana and Parks podcast at kmbz.com.
All right, parents' phones are exploding. We are going to acknowledge this from the official Kansas State Twitter and Facebook account. There is an urgent K-State alert. There is a potential safety concern reported on the Manhattan campus. They are asking students avoid the area of Hale Library. There was also just some sort of alert in Arizona, Sam.
Arkansas.
They're looking at the University of Arkansas. They had concerns earlier in the day. They had reports of an active shooter. Police have searched the campus for multiple hours now. And have found absolutely zero evidence thus far. They're still searching of an active shooter.
So we don't know what is going on at K-State.
We don't know but they have said avoid Hale Library.
But at Arkansas today, and they're calling it now on the local media down there, a, quote, cruel hoax, okay?
Oh, they've officially changed the terminology to cruel hoax?
According to KHBS.
Okay.
And also KFOR.
That would be the third, by the way.
That would be the third in less than a week. Last week, there were reported shooters on campuses at the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, and also at Villanova. Both of those, like the one in Arkansas today, turned out to be a hoax.
Is it swatting? Is it?
I don't know.
Effectively, yeah. And Hale Library, by the way, right on the quad.
Is right there. Okay, so I'm going to tell you this right now. Whoever's doing this, and again, we don't know the nature of this alert at K-State. We have no idea.
We do not.
Just what we told you, that K-State has said, stay away from Hale Library.
Okay.
If, in the case of the other three, that is swatting or some sort of hoax, they have to track down the person responsible, and there is not a punishment harsh enough.
Well, because there's prison.
These are the kids that, you know, grew up with the stupid drills in the high schools over this stuff. And it's traumatizing to get the alert. And then, you know, during the break, my phone explodes with other parents saying, did you get the alert about K-State?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we're now on our second generation of kids who grew up with active shooter training.
You're right.
There has to be a specific, separate law and penalty for the hoax, period. And it's got to be crazy, Scott. It's got to be like 10 years in prison, no parole.
Now, what if I think I heard gunshots?
Totally different.
And I call 911 totally different. And I say, hey, I'm out here by Hill Library. Is that the name of the library? Hill Library.
Looks like Harry Potter, by the way.
And I think I just heard gunshots. And I turn out to be mistaken. Nope. It was somebody's car totally backfiring.
Fine. I'm talking about somebody who calls in a threat. They walk that backward, figure out where it originated because they don't want to go to school that day, or they want to see themselves on CNN, or like whatever you want to call it. The punishment for that sort of swatting incident has to be severe. It has to be extreme.
So,
thank you, Textline. You're right. We can't count. USC also had a hoax.
That's
in the
right.
Last 4 days.
That's right. USC. So that's four. You've got Villanova, Tennessee, Chattanooga, Arkansas today, USC late last week. Keep this in mind. This is interesting.
Here we go. 59 seconds. Urgent case state alert. All clear. Hale Library and campus operations are normal.
Okay. Guess where the shooting hoax was at the University of Arkansas today?
The library.
Yes.
Good God.
Mullins Library.
Guess where it was at USC?
Let me guess. The library.
And what about Tennessee Chattanooga?
I don't know. Do you know?
And Villanova.
All at the library.
I believe that is correct.
Good God.
Huh. That's bizarre.
That makes me so mad.
I wonder if these are copycats, or if if this is one person or one small group orchestrating these at the same time.
But you have to take it seriously, and to the point of proving that the hoax creator was doing it intentionally as a hoax is going to be very difficult. Because to Scott's point, I heard a car backfire.
Yeah.
I thought it was gunshots. Somebody was shooting off fireworks.
And you know what? Prove I didn't.
Right.
And now what you could prove is if you have a person of interest.
Who was texting back and forth with somebody about, I'm going to call in a hoax.
Or where did their phone ping at the time the call was made? Because what this, at least at the University of Arkansas, what the caller said was that he or she saw someone with a gunshot wound.
Okay.
A gunshot wound.
I just got a text. This is how quickly word travels. Hearing that the threat has been lifted, but one of the students said they saw the CIA on campus, to which I wanted to reply, if the CIA is on campus, you're probably not going to know it, or they're not really doing their job very well.
the CIA is not allowed to police Americans.
Yeah, but they also don't walk in with, like, guess where I work?
Hey.
CIA in the house.
Look at my badge.
You say C, I say A. Everyone's just in a tizzy right now.
The CIA cannot police Americans. They're an international organization. Well, you get my point.
Texted my son, you okay? Yeah, mama, what's up?
do they not get the alerts, just the parents?
I don't know.
By the way, Villanova had another one yesterday. That's two in 3 days.
So mad.
So now we're looking at a total of, if K-State falls into this trend, as disturbing as it is.
It's been cleared.
Five locations, six different incidents. If Villanova had two.
Because I went to go look up specifically where the Villanova threat was made, and it said Villanova receives a second fake report, describing it as a, quote, swatting incident.
So who's doing this? Are these students who just don't feel like going to class? Is this, you know, like the one in Wichita years ago, if I'm not mistaken, that call came in from California.
I mean, is that a domestic act of terror?
No. I think some municipalities have swatting laws now because remember the guy that died in Wichita,
I was just referring to. Yeah. And the kid was out of California.
Because of that, I think some places have come up with their own laws. I think there needs to be a federal law. If there isn't already. That it is such a... Okay. Because it's not just an inconvenience. You're putting police officers' lives at risk when you do that.
You're putting students' lives at risk. Somebody says, what happened? I just tuned in. Very quickly, I'll recap. There was an alert that went out to parents and I presume students at K-State within the hour saying that there was some sort of incident on campus. Stay away from Hale Library. Okay. They just cleared that, quote, incident because there was no incident. And it just happened to be at the library where around the country at the University of Arkansas today, at Villanova now twice, last week and over the weekend, I think, and also at the University of Tennessee Chattanooga, at USC, someone is calling in, or someone's are calling in these hoaxes of an active shooter on campus. And each one, we believe, and Sam, can you look up the University of South Carolina as well? Each one of these...
The Thomas Cooper Library, they got a call at 6:30 p.m. and a call at 6:32 p.m. respectively. USC said that both calls were, quote, initiated by an unknown male and even included background noise that sounded like gunfire.
Let's backtrack for a second. When we say USC... Are we talking about the University of South Carolina? Are we talking about the University of Southern California?
This would be Carolina.
Both? Okay. And theirs was at the library as well.
Thomas Cooper Library, okay. Yes, sir.
When you originally said USC, I thought you meant University of Southern California. All right. And so we had another incident apparently at K-State today. We don't know if it's linked, if it's a hoax. They were looking for some sort of incident. And we haven't gotten any information as to what that incident was supposed to be, but they have sent out a follow-up text saying everything is clear.
The call yesterday at Villanova, which was the second call, was a residence hall, not a library.
Hmm.
Okay. We're going to look this up, but I think earlier this year, like January of 2025, there was a bill introduced at the federal level regarding swatting.
You say January of this year?
Mm-hmm.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. Available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to kmbz.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
All right, we will keep you posted on what we learn coming out of K-State, but they've been given all clear. Yeah. Let's do the ADD word of the day real quick.
Yes.
We've added this feature because we were convinced that Americans' linguistic skills were declining.
And convinced, so it's true.
And we need to find ways to expand our vocabulary, so we offer the ADD word of the day, the anti-dum-dum word of the day, and Sam has today's word.
And I took Dana's suggestion last week to make them words that we could actually use in everyday conversation. So today's was kind of harder to find than normal. Because there's a lot of words out there that we would not use in everyday conversation.
Like the act of throwing someone out a window?
That would be correct.
Yes.
What was that word?
Don't remember.
What was the one on Friday?
Don't remember.
On Friday, it was petrichor, which is petrichor. A word that we could use in everyday conversation.
Yes, and I'm trying to remember what it is.
We're not doing very well with this. We do really well at the announcing of the word.
How were you guys in vocabulary class growing up?
Horrible at retention of the word.
Yeah. What does petrichor mean again?
Petrichor is the smell of grass and dirt after a rain after a long dry spell.
That is correct.
I love that
smell. One of the greatest smells on the planet.
It's petrichor.
And by the way, humans can detect that smell at a greater rate than sharks can detect smell in water.
It's like chum in the water for us. Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Today's word.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which will be forgotten by this time tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Borborygmus.
I'm sorry?
Borborygmus.
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 Okay.
Borborygmus.
Right.
Is it a noun?
It is indeed a noun.
Borborygmus.
Well, you guys think about what that definition is.
Is it a boil hanging off of someone's neck that is large enough it cannot be ignored?
No. It has Greek and modern Latin origins.
Man, you have a borborygmus hanging from your...
Is it a pus-filled sore on the bottom of your foot?
No. It is not a bunion.
Okay. What is borborygmus? Give us first... the definition use it in a sentence.
As you all know, I am gluten intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to eat an abundant amount of pasta, you would be able to notice a borborygmus coming from my stomach area.
Is it a swelling, almost like an inflammation of the stomach?
No. Borborygmus, the rumbling or gurgling noise made by the movement of fluid and gas in the intestine.
Gross! Borborygmus.
I have borborygmus every morning.
We don't need a word for that.
Yeah, we do.
We really need a four-syllable word for that.
You better clear the room. I got some real borborygmus right now.
You must be hungry. Pipe down over there with your borborygmus.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Now you know.
Now we do know. Former NBA star Sean Kemp was sentenced on Friday to 30 days of electronic home monitoring for shooting at two men inside of a vehicle in Washington State in a mall parking lot. Kemp must begin home monitoring within 2 weeks, according to the... He shoots at two men.
Yeah.
And he gets 30 days home monitoring.
Good God.
He must also serve 1 year of State Department of Corrections supervision and complete 240 hours of community service. I don't know when I've ever seen anybody doing community service, ever.
We have a Leavenworth man who's going to need some community service after he's been convicted of kissing an officer on the neck during an arrest. Fun fact, police officers love it when you do that.
It stemmed from a domestic disturbance call, and they sent out one of their finest female officers to place this man under arrest for whatever he allegedly did
Yeah.
Domestically.
Did he have any borborygmus as he was being arrested?
He's 44 years old. Cleo Williams Jr. Friday waived his right to a jury trial, entered a no contest plea. I'm guessing because it was caught on body camera. The court accepted the plea and found him guilty on a sexual battery charge. Other charges were interference with a law enforcement officer and battery on an LEO. Those were dismissed. Police officers arrived December 14th last year to a domestic disturbance. And while arresting him, he kissed the arresting officer's neck, leading to the charge of sexual battery. Sentencing is September 26th.
Making Leavenworth proud. One of these days, there's going to come a story out of Leavenworth, and I'm telling you right now, and I know I've told you this before.
You always want to know who it is.
Not that I want to know, but I've just been shocked that after all these years, you know, and goofy crime stories out of Leavenworth, I've never been able to say, oh, I went to high school with him. It's always somebody else.
Always thought he was a screw-up.
It's a little disappointing, to be honest.
There was that one hatchet-wielding guy that was running around downtown. I mean, there has been a lot of weird stories out of Leavenworth.
You ever been?
I have. It makes sense.
Then you know why.
Checks out.
913-586-7798. Quick break for the news here at the top of the hour. We will continue with our fourth and final hour of the day. Wow, this went fast. In just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.